The United States government has reached its goal of resettling 10,000 refugees from Syria by this fall. The White House made the announcement earlier this week, and despite local opposition, many Syrians were placed in Tennessee. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
The state has taken in 146 Syrian refugees since last fall. About one in three of them were placed in Middle Tennessee. Holly Johnson, who oversees refugee resettlement with Catholic Charities, says the figure is about what they expected.
I think Tennessee is always a great place to resettle refugees. It's across the state very welcoming, especially in the communities in which they're placed.
Generally speaking, that's Nashville and Memphis. Many Republican lawmakers hope to keep Syrians out of Tennessee. They say federal authorities aren't releasing enough information about individual refugees and their backgrounds. They've suggested extremists might slip in, especially as the United States ramps up resettlement efforts. But Syrians actually make up only about 10% of the refugees coming to Tennessee, according to Catholic Charities. The state has actually been accepting more refugees from Iraq, Congo, and Somalia, with Bhutan and Burma close behind. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.